Welcome to Your Journey to Greatness Through Routine, a podcast designed to help you build a success routine. My name is Michelle Steffes, and I'm author of the book, and I'm excited to come to you today with more insights and ideas to accomplish your success routine, because it's not the big things we do, but the little things we do every day that make the biggest difference. So let's get on with the podcast. Welcome back. We just started a brand new series yesterday, Promoting Peace and Unity. Now, this can mean a lot of things to a lot of people, and I want to make this clear. The kind of peace and unity that I am talking about, it begins inside of us, and we have to get peace and unity within us before we can pass it on to others. But the kind of unity that I am talking about is a unity that causes people to come together in kindness and in understanding and compassion. It doesn't mean you have to agree with those people, and it doesn't mean that we don't have to stand up at times for the things that are hurting other people or hurting our families or our businesses or whatever the case may be. But there is a way to do it. There is a way to do it that can still promote peace and unity, and that's what I want to work on now. And I'm telling you, this nation needs this, and the world needs this right now. And it has to start with us. We have to begin the process. So the first tip on the slate that I'd like to share with you, and I have many to share. And yesterday, of course, we laid it a foundation and, talked about how everybody is vulnerable to fear. And fear is kind of the foundation or the crux behind, what makes us act the way that we do in defense and in anger and upset and rage and judgment. And, and we've got our claws out and we're looking to blame people and be mad at people. And, I talked about the grief curve and how that can affect us in our decision making and help us, it can make us to be reactive instead of decisive or intentional. And reactivity never, ever produces anything good. So let's begin with this first of these tips. And the first one is to make a personal commitment to do no harm to yourself or to others. Now, let me elaborate on that a little bit. So first of all, do no harm to yourself. First of all, you're going through a lot. All of us are going through a lot. And the worst thing you can do is beat yourself up, okay? So if you've been beating yourself up for some kind of responses you've had, some anger you've had, some upset, some rage, maybe you said some things you shouldn't have, maybe you made some decisions you shouldn't have, maybe you were too rash or too quick to make decisions that have been harmful to you, maybe you were slow on reacting in things that you wish you would have reacted sooner, whatever it is, you can't change the past. Decide what you can and can't change, and for goodness sake, stop beating yourself up. Don't do any harm to yourself, no more than what's already been done. Okay, make a commitment that you're not going to continue to, to push yourself down into this depressive state because of some mistakes you've made or things you've said or done. But just brush the dust off and decide to move forward from this point, okay? And to do your very best and to decide, hey, I'm going to be a promoter of peace and unity within myself and around myself. Make that decision first. That's the biggest part, and that's going to be the foundation behind this entire series. Next, decide not to do any harm to others. Now, that can mean a lot of things, again, to a lot of people. But, vindication and vengeance, all that does is produce more vindication and vengeance. So in other words, if you lash out at somebody else, they're going to lash back at you, and then you're going to lash at them, and then somebody else is going to lash back. And it just goes on and on and on. And you can see that now visibly. You can see that in the world, okay? Lashing back is not always the solution. And I know right now somebody would argue with me and say, well, hey, nobody's listening. The silent protests are not listening and people are not listening and, government's not listening. And I agree with you 100%. I agree with you that there are a lot of cases where there's not enough listening going on. 100% agree with you. But is lashing out anger, rage, and malice, is it really going to push the mark? And even if it did, the destruction in the wake of all of that, that it's going to leave behind in the impressions in the hearts and minds of our children and the mess that they're going to have to clean up because of us and the traditions that have been destroyed or the habits and the behaviors that they're seeing us demonstrate, is that going to make the world a better place in the end? I mean, is it going to perpetuate the kind of behaviors we want in our children, the kind of attitudes and mindsets and reactions that we want to see in generations to come? I mean, I know these are hard questions to ask, and it is so easy for me to sit here in my chair behind the microphone and make these statements, because I know that there's a lot of really serious issues that we're seeing, and we're seeing some horrible injustices go on. We're seeing some awful things happen that just should not happen. Things that are wrong with a capital W. And I get that. I understand that it doesn't, I'm not justifying anything that's happening wrong. But until somebody puts their heels in the ground and they say, I am not going to do any harm to myself anymore, and I'm not going to do any harm to others anymore, until that happens, we're not going to see a change. We're only going to see things get worse. And furthermore, what is this doing to your physiology? What's it doing to your health? What's it doing to your family? What's it doing to your marriage? How is it helping your job, if you even have a job anymore at this point, because so many people are out of work? You know, how is it helping to put you in a place where you can be an influencer? You know, how is it pushing your agenda forward? How is it improving your entire life and destiny and that of you know, the people that are watching you every single day? I mean, these are tough questions to ask, and I know, you know, there's no easy answers here, and I know that people are hurting, but until you make that commitment, you know, you're going to be caught up in this. And here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing the people that are caught up in this kind of pattern. I mean, they're telling me they've got stomach aches, headaches. They can't sleep at night. They're tossing and turning, and their guts are twisted, and they're not able to eat. And this is what's happening to these people. And I just want to cry. But at some point, we've got to stop, and we got to decide, when are we going to stop hurting ourselves, and when are we going to stop hurting others? So that's the first of this series. We have many other wonderful, more positive tips that I'm going to be offering you going forward. And this one is frankly positive, but we're going to be covering it from a number of angles. I hope you can join us as we continue in promoting peace and unity. It's Michelle Steffes, your journey to greatness through routine, and even a routine of peace and unity. I look forward to having you back tomorrow. Thank you for joining.